Corrupting the Innocent, written by Bear on a Mountain. So this was not a script that Bear and I had talked about before he wrote it. So he sent it to me and he's like, I'm not so sure about this script. Tell me what you think. And I started reading it and it is so up my alley because the main character is just like me. I also have a thing for corrupting the innocent. I talked about it before. Well, I don't know if I have, I'm sure I mentioned it in commentaries and other stuff, but there are people who will listen to my audios, like the darker ones, and who are not used to that kind of thing and have not listened to that kind of thing before. And then they'll be like, oh, you know what? I like this. I feel weird about liking this, but this is so not me, and I feel bad about liking this. And then they'll start listening to more, and then they'll be like, okay, you just corrupted me. I like this stuff now, so that's always fun. But I like corrupting people in real life as well. And I've always had this big, like, fantasy and thing for, like, making, like, super nice guys show their dark sides. I always want to see that, because there's something just so hot about that. Like, people who are so in control and are just so nice, you know, like, I don't know if they're trying hard to be that way or what, or they're just naturally like that and they don't have to, you know, try too hard. But it's always fun to see that flash of darkness inside. Mainly because I just find it hot. It's all for sexual reasons. And yeah, I want to know what they would do in the bedroom. Like, okay, you're such a sweet person. Like, I want to see you being something that's not gentle, because it's hot to see someone's hidden side, like how they are in the bedroom, if that's not how they are in real life, because you know that you're seeing something special and this is not something that many people get to see. So yeah, I was so drawn to the script because this is something that it's just so like me. And I have mentioned before in commentaries, wanting to provoke somebody to get that beast out. Which, you know, maybe I've done before. It's fine. She gets him to, like, say his, I guess, innermost fantasy in a way. Like, what he wants to do, but he's kind of scared to do. Because it doesn't match who he is. And it's not something that's extreme. She's just like, okay, well, I doubt that that is your innermost fantasy, but you know, it's a start. Let's start there, because baby steps. She doesn't want to take him out of his comfort zone. She wants him to feel safe, because she says, I want your id to feel safe with me. And the other reason why she does this is because she knows he's a calm guy and he's a good guy. If he lets out his darkness, she knows he's not going to go too far. And she trusts him and she feels safe with him. It's all about safety, really. She feels safe with him, he feels safe with her. And I can definitely relate to that as well. I think that's another reason why, you know, I want to take the sweet guys and see the dark side instead of just, I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't do that with someone dark too, but someone who's sweet, like, you know, you can trust them. Well, okay, you can't just trust anyone. And, you know, there are psychopaths who can, like, hide who they are and whatever. And I'm not saying anything bad about psychopaths, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't always know. But okay, anyway, I'm getting too literal here. And she kind of kicks the whole thing off with just kind of having some playful fun with the hotel secretary. Not that he's really into it, but that's how she's kicking this off, because she wants a playful vibe. She wants this to be playful and fun. And so she's kind of setting the mood for the whole thing. And she's already making it so he is suspicious of what these two people are about to do. And I think that's part of it too, because she's making it a little risky because this guy is going to be on to them. Except, you know, they are hiding upstairs in the upstairs bathroom. They don't want to get caught right away. But they definitely could get caught because they are in a public bathroom. I love Bear scripts. And they are always just top notch. He just has a gift. But this was the one that he was not sure about. And he's like, there's just, I don't know if I like this script. And so I looked at it and I was like, yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm like, there's just something missing here. And so I realized, you know, there's the buildup and all the talk about seeing what's under the facade. But the way it was originally written, it was a lot of topping from the bottom, which is still in there. But the whole thing was topping from the bottom. And I'm like, we should see, you know, he should take over at some point and, you know, pull her hair, you know, especially when he's making her eat the cum. So she has to do it really quickly and she's in a lot of pain. And then I was like, and he should just walk out of the room when he's done. And so I just was trying to make it, I wanted us to see his dark side, you know, because at first she's guiding him, like, you know, from doggy to the face fucking. And I'm like, no, she should not be guiding him. He should just suddenly grab her hair and pull her onto her knees. Actually, what I said was rougher than what he put. I don't think he felt comfortable making it as rough, because this is still like a sweet guy who's, you know, it's baby steps for him, but he is letting out his dark side and he is doing things that are out of his comfort zone. But originally I had said that he should shove her down from doggy onto the floor and then grab her by her hair, pull her onto her knees, and then just start face fucking her. And then when he's about to come, just yank her head back by her hair, which he did do, come on her face and then make her eat it while still like pulling her hair really hard, pulling her head back. And then, yeah, I love how he just walks away after that. I'm like, that is perfect. So I'm really glad that that was put in, because that is a big one for me. And she kind of dug that. She's like, wow, that was hot. He just walked away after. But what I wanted was some sort of aftercare, because that is rough. And so I didn't want him to just disappear and leave the hotel. I'm like, okay, he has to get a hotel room after that. Like, things have to get like sweeter again after that. But I still want him to be dominant after that and not just revert completely to his old self, because, you know, he has to have this confidence too. So it was all done perfectly, I think. And I don't think we even changed that much of the original script, but just a few details, I think, is just all it needed. We just really needed to see his confidence and his darkness. And that's what happened. So I am really thrilled with how it turned out. And so is Bear. So it is great. Now, I think for me, one reason why I was able to see what was missing is because I related so much to this character and I know what I would want to see and what my goal would be if I was corrupting the innocent. So that's what helped me a lot with figuring out how this should go.